Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The River of Consciousness by Oliver Sacks. Read for you by Dan Warren. Foreword read by Kate Edgar. It is often said that time seems to go more quickly. The years rush by as one grows older. Either because when one is young, one's days are packed with novel, exciting impressions, or because as one grows older, a year becomes a smaller and smaller fraction of one's life. But if the years appear to pass more quickly, the hours and minutes do not. They are the same as they always were. At least they seem so to me, in my 70s, although experiments have shown that while young people are remarkably accurate at estimating a span of 3 minutes by counting internally, elderly subjects apparently count more slowly, so that their perceived 3 minutes is closer to 3.5 or 4 minutes. But it is not clear that this phenomenon has anything to do with the existential or psychological feeling of time passing more quickly as one ages. The hours and minutes still seem excruciatingly long when I am bored, and all too short when I am engaged. As a boy, I hated school, being forced to listen passively to droning teachers. When I looked at my watch surreptitiously, counting the minutes to my liberation, the minute hand, and even the second hand, seemed to move with infinite slowness. There is an exaggerated consciousness of time in such situations. Indeed, when one is bored, there may be no consciousness of anything but time. In contrast, were the delights of experimenting and thinking in the little chemical lab I set up at home. And here, on a weekend, I might spend an entire day in happy activity and absorption. Then I would have no consciousness of time at all, until I began to have difficulty seeing what I was doing and realized that evening had come. When years later I read Hannah Arendt, writing in The Life of the Mind, of a timeless region, an eternal presence in complete quiet, lying beyond human clocks and calendars altogether, the quiet of the now in the time-pressed, time-tossed existence of man, this small non-time space in the very heart of time, I knew exactly what she was talking about.